Red Eye Special, an excerpt from Woman Watching, Louise de Caroline Lawrence, and the Songbirds of Pimlico Bay by Marilyn Simons. On a chilly morning in late spring, Louise de Caroline Lawrence entered her woods. It was 3 a.m., the hour of the wolf. For Louise, this time between the dead of night and the first blush in the eastern sky was the most enchanting and mysterious moment of the day. A faint streak of dawn appeared at the horizon, a light wind picked up from the west. The oliveback thrush, the last of the crepuscular singers, gave its closing, ringing call. A pause, as if the curtain of night had been drawn, then the first notes of the dawn chorus, a symphonic roll call of the birds waking in her Pimlico woods. In the distance, a rose-breasted grosbeak sang an aria. A purple finch flew past with a burst of song sweeter than honey. A great blue heron flapped overhead, giving its sore throat croak. Exactly 9 minutes before sunrise, at 4:22 a.m., the red-eyed vireo dropped its first phrase into the swell of birdsong. Louise listened and looked, guided by the song that never stopped, until her binoculars fixed on the bird hopping twig to twig in the crown of a trembling aspen. Between 5 and 6 that morning, the red-eye sang 2,155 songs, at its speediest, 70 songs a minute. This bird wasn't monotonous. It was breathless. It sang and sang, a light pause between phrases, like a thoughtful robin. 6,063 songs in the first 3 hours. Although the vireo was somewhat nondescript, easily camouflaged with a preference for treetops, it was easy to follow. Louise trailed after the music, whacking through the underbrush, hopping across snowmelt streams, clambering up the rocks of the southeast slope and through the fern dell. The red eye fed while it sang, often trilling with its mouthful. It stopped once to chase away another vireo. After 4 hours of constant singing, it stopped again to preen and feed for half an hour, then started up again, although at a more leisurely pace, a mere 33 songs a minute. By noon, the vireo had sung 14,027 songs. The bird kept singing. At the height of the day, when the forest fell almost silent, Louise could still hear it, although the songs came more slowly now. In the late afternoon, it took another rest, then resumed its concert. By the time the sun was sinking, the bird was in the top of another quaking aspen, moving perch to perch, dropping sweet notes into the still evening air. Lovely and clear, simple and eloquent, his songs and intonations continued to reach me, wrote Louise. Hitherto, his voice had been unaffected by his day-long singing, but now, as if he'd reached the end and only with reluctance gave in, his songs shortened and were often just softly whispered. Between 6 and 6:13 p.m., my vireo sang 44 songs. 2 minutes later, with wings closed, he dropped from the crown of the aspen into a thick stand of young evergreens. From there, like an echo of his day's performance, he gave 6 more songs. Then he fell silent and was heard no more. The sun set 1 hour and 39 minutes later. The red-eyed vireo had been singing almost continuously for 6 minutes shy of 14 hours. Altogether, it sang a remarkable 22,197 songs. Just as remarkable was the woman who tramped through the bush, sunrise to sunset, nibbling on her sandwiches, squatting to pee, pumping her insect sprayer into the bush immediately around her to keep the black flies at bay, shrugging off the coat she needed at dawn, wrapping it around her waist at noon, and hauling it back up under her shoulders as the sun sank, binoculars always at the ready, notebook in hand, ear cocked, counting, counting.